Good morning, everybody. Rise and shine. Welcome back to the show. My name is Dani. If you're not familiar, I will be your host today for Quick Tip Tuesday. And today's nutrition quick tip topic is a comparison of two different egg white bites. Hey there. My name is Dani Phillips, and I am obsessed with all things fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, and helping you navigate everything from the chaos to the comforts in this crazy thing we call life. I'm a former military member who took my fitness background in the gymnastics, rugby, and bikini bodybuilding spaces and created a full-time personal training and nutrition coaching business. Each week, I'll answer your nutrition questions, give actionable strategies to elevate your lifestyle, and share the stories behind battling the stress and reaching success along the journey. We're no longer waiting for the right motivation to show up, no longer watching someone else achieve the results that we want. Get ready to increase your energy, decrease your stress, and be empowered to go after the life you deserve. So put those earbuds in, grab a notebook, and let's dive in. Welcome to the Fitness Empowerment Podcast. We're going to look at a couple key differences between the egg white bites offered at Whole Foods and the egg white bites offered at Starbucks. So we're going to look at cost, we're going to look at ingredients, and then we're going to look at macros so that you can make the best decision for you on whether or not this is a good breakfast or lunch or dinner option for your nutrition. Let's start off with the Starbucks option. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
We're recording over here.
I see that.
You want to talk about egg white bites?
I love them.
Yeah, there you go. Would you prefer Whole Foods or Starbucks?
I don't know the difference.
Oh my God, you're going to know after this episode. All right, so we're going to start off with Starbucks. These are going to cost you somewhere between probably $4.50 and $5, depending on your location. Which, when you're in a rush and you're thinking, you know, you want to spend maybe $10 on your breakfast, you're going to grab your coffee and your little breakfast food item. Maybe that's not bad. And honestly, I've done this for years. Starbucks is consistent. So no matter where you are, this is a great option because it's going to be the same wherever you go. Macronutrients or nutrition facts that I'm focusing on. So you get two egg bites in each option, and I'm particularly looking at the egg white bites, not the egg bites. So we're eliminating the egg yolk from this one. 170 calories, 8 grams of fat, 11 grams of carbs, 0 fiber, 3 grams of sugar, 12 grams of protein. So your macronutrients there, your proteins, your carbs, and your fats, 12 protein, 11 carb, 8 fats. Ingredients on the Starbucks website, you can look through the ingredients, and I want to say it's 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 different ingredients. Some of those ingredients contain multiple other ingredients, so you might want to read through those if you have any allergy concerns and just take that into account. So those are the three things we're looking at the Starbucks. Now, I totally want to take into consideration that if you're in a rush, you don't have, you know, and it's 6:45 in the morning and Starbucks is going to be open, Whole Foods is not. So if you don't already have this purchased from Whole Foods, Starbucks may be your only option in the moment. But let's go take a look at the Whole Foods option. So the cost of your Whole Foods egg white bites, at least at the store located nearest to me, is $2.99. So roughly $3 compared to $4.50 or $5. That might be a game changer for you if you are looking at cutting down costs of eating out and breakfast and things like that. Maybe you're trying to bring your per meal cost from about $10 a meal to $8 a meal. This might be a simple place to start where you're kind of swapping that food item. So Whole Foods, a little bit less expensive than Starbucks. If we are looking at the macronutrients here, we'll see 120 calories per serving, so a few less calories, 6 grams of fat, 4 grams of carbs, 12 grams of protein, 0 fiber, 1 gram of sugar. And ingredient list, I want to say it was 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12 ingredients compared to 15. Yes, there's a few ingredients from the Whole Foods option that contain additional ingredients as well. But if you were looking for something that is slightly less processed, your Whole Foods option is going to be probably your better bet. If you're looking for an item that is slightly lower fat, slightly lower carb, slightly higher protein, your Whole Foods option is going to be, well, same amount of protein, but it is going to be a little less fat, a little less carbs. Not that that is always your best option. Sometimes you might want a little bit more. So if you need a little bit slightly heartier, I mean by, 50 calories heartier of a breakfast, and you want a few more grams of carbs, then the Starbucks option might be your best bet. And again, comes down to if you're in a rush and you need something right now versus did you already go out and pre-buy this? Is it in your fridge? Is it faster for you to just throw this in the microwave, or do you actually need to go buy it? So that is going to wrap us up for the comparison. I think both are decent options. I've had both. I actually have the Whole Foods option in my lunchbox right now, so I will be eating that shortly. But now you can make a decision on which option is best for you and your lifestyle and your budget, depending on where you're at and what you have going on. If you guys have questions about other items and comparisons between different grocery stores or purchasing and making it yourself, I want you to send me your questions. So you can send me a DM either at Dani Phillips on Instagram or at TTG Sports Performance on Instagram, or you can text the word podcast to this number, 833-432-2161. Text the word podcast to that number. I'll put it in the show notes below, and you will be subscribed to our text messaging list. You'll get a notification every time a new podcast episode goes out, but you can also text that number. It will be me on the other end, and you can let me know your thoughts on podcast episodes, topics, different things that you want to know more about, and we can make those episodes happen for you. So that's going to wrap us up for today. Have a wonderful day. It's freezing outside right now. Literally, it's 29 degrees outside right now in Louisiana, and Dani doesn't do cold weather very well, so it's going to be fun. We've got the heater on. It's going to be good. We've got the hand warmers on. Yeah, okay. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Fitness Empowerment Podcast. I love that you set aside a few minutes to focus on you today. If you could take one moment to share this episode with someone you know would benefit from today's message, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be incredibly grateful. Now, if you want more, head to the link in our show description to join our email list and receive weekly fitness and nutrition tips, tricks, and thoughts to empower your day. Until next time, be empowered to take that next step on your fitness journey. Bye for now.